In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor provides a local perspective on a national bird story.
For most people in central Illinois, snowy owls are creatures of other places, belonging to the worlds of nature shows or Harry Potter. But in this unusual winter, snowy owls, which breed on the Arctic tundra, have been relatively easy to come by here. You're not likely to see one in your backyard, but if you've got access to the web and you're willing to drive a little, you might be able to add one to your life list without leaving your home county. The first local report I know of concerned a snowy owl that was seen at Willard Airport back in mid-December. Then, just before New Year's, a second snowy owl was spotted on the ground in a cornfield east of Tolono. Observers became concerned when that bird stayed in the same place for too long, and on January 3rd, it was captured and taken to the U of I Wildlife Medical Clinic. The owl had suffered a broken wing and was badly dehydrated, but staffers were able to revive it, and surgery was performed to set the broken bone. Whether or not the bone will heal so the bird can be released is still an open question at this point, according to clinic director Julia Whittington. Taking into account the airport snowy owl and the one now at the Wildlife Medical Clinic, my friend Greg Lambeth, who tracks such things closely, estimates that there have been at least four and as many as six different snowy owls observed in Champaign County in recent weeks. Why are there snowy owls here now? Their normal winter range extends as far south as Oklahoma, but they do not typically show up in any numbers below northern tier states. National reports have suggested that a bumper crop of their primary prey, Arctic lemmings, enabled them to successfully rear more young than usual this summer. But according to U of I avian ecologist Mike Ward, the evidence for this explanation is not all in yet. It could also be, he suggests, that raptors of the tundra are having particular difficulty finding food this winter. In either case, Ward points out, the snowy owls we see are likely to be weaker birds that have been muscled out of better territory, so it's important for people to appreciate them through binoculars and not to approach them. In our area, birders typically locate snowy owls by driving county roads and scanning the surrounding fields for big blobs of white. Snowies, which are the heaviest of North American owls, stand about 2 feet tall, so they can often be seen at a distance, whether they're perched on a post or hunkered down on the ground. If you would rather not spend time and burn gas in such a search, which is fruitless more often than not, here's an even better bet. Sign up to the Bird Notes email listserv, which is managed by the Champaign County Audubon Society and hosted by the Champaign County Forest Preserve District. I'll provide a link to it with this story on the Environmental Almanac blog. With some luck, you can simply wait for someone who has spotted a snowy owl to post its location.
To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or see photos of snowy owls, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. The Environmental Almanac is a service of the University of Illinois School of Earth, Society, and Environment, where Rob Cantor serves as Communication Coordinator.